real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
He is risen. Hallelujah. Happy Easter, everybody. I know this is the Wednesday or Thursday after Easter. Actually, I'm doing this like 7 days before Easter. But I want to talk about the subject today of things not being fair. How many times when we have grown up, maybe we said to our parents or as parents, we heard our kids say, "Oh, that's not fair." Right? Sometimes we look at life and we say, how come some people are materially blessed and others are not? How come some people are just given incredible gifts by God and others just a few gifts by God? I'm talking about talents and spiritual giftedness. How come some people have such success in life and everything they do seems to turn to gold and other people just struggle in life? How come some people are diagnosed with a life-threatening disease and other people who live a kind of a wicked life get all the way through life unscathed and make it into their 80s? It seems like it's not fair. And we can look at that and we can say, that's not fair. You know, that's what our text is about today in Matthew chapter 20. Remember, there was this master and he went out and he got guys to work in his vineyard to pick grapes, right? And at the beginning of the day, he said, okay, I'm going to pay you a denarius for your job. And at the end of the day, another guy just worked, you know, just an hour or two, and he got the same pay that the guy at the beginning of the day got. A denarius. And so the guy who worked all day in the scorching heat had something to say about that. Basically, he said, that's not fair. So this is what it says in verse 12 of Matthew chapter 20. These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have the burden of the day and worked in the scorching heat. But the master replied to them, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I chose to give you this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first and the first will be last. What's the application of this? And we've kind of talked about this in previous episodes, but let me reiterate what we talked about. Basically, people who've known Jesus all their life have trusted in him all their life as Savior, Lord, Redeemer, and King. At the end of life, get eternal life. Those who trusted in Christ late in their life, at the end of their lives, get eternal life. Now, a person who's trusted in Jesus all their life might look at the person who accepted Christ later in life and say, that's not fair. But you know what? It's according to God's grace. God is the owner. God is the one who bestows the riches. God is the one who makes eternal life possible through the death and resurrection of his son. And so if God determines that we all get the same fate by trusting in Jesus, whether we've trusted in him a long time or a short time, that's up to God. That's not up to us. And anyway, what we get is undeserved and not merited or worked for anyway. It's all by God's grace. I want to tell you, here's what's not fair. That Jesus Christ, the sinless, stainless, holy Lamb of God, came down here and lived among sinners, the Holy One among sinners. That's not fair. That as he began and carried out his 3-year ministry, oftentimes he had no place to stay. The Holy One who created the universe had no place to stay. That's not fair. The Holy One, the perfect one, the sinless one, stood in front of the Sanhedrin and was mocked and ridiculed, scorned, and eventually by the Gentiles, by the Roman soldiers, was beaten and scourged, and then nailed to a cross, suspended between heaven and earth, carrying the world's sins. The Holy One dying in our place. It should have been us on that cross. It should have been us experiencing the crucifixion. It should have been us experiencing the pangs of hell on that cross. That would have been fair. But God, in his justice and amazing grace and atoning mercy, dispatched the Holy One to the cross to die in our place, experiencing the wrath of God in our place for our wrongs. That's not fair. That's not right. Thanks be to God that he's not fair when it comes to his mercy. That's what makes mercy, mercy. It's not merited. It's not worked for. It's not deserved. So whether a person has known Christ for a long time or a short time. The bottom line is we're sinners and we don't deserve the grace of God. We deserve just the opposite, a life in hell. But God in his mercy and grace and astounding love gives us eternal life. Huh. That's not fair. We don't deserve it. And yet he gives it. So my friend, when you go to bed tonight, thank God for his mercy. And thank God for the people who do come to faith later in life in Jesus Christ, because they need Jesus. And we've talked about in previous episodes, we've lived a blessed life. If we've known Christ all our lives, we've had his mercy and grace and been able to worship him and serve him all these years. People that are Johnny come lately is like the penitent thief on the cross. They don't have that. So just thank God that you've known Christ as long as you have. And at the end of life, the outcome, as we said in a previous episode, the outcome is the same, because we're saved by grace, by what God has done for us through his son, and not by our merits. Thanks be to God that he is not fair. Have a great day in Jesus Christ. And that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.